The Madison Urban League's Kaleem Kerr told the Madison Metropolitan School District Board last night that local students of color are struggling to achieve, and few go on to college.
In 2010, we learned from ACT that just 7% of our black seniors and 18% of our Latino seniors, which were small in number for a senior class, were deemed college ready by ACT. So the result, the other 93% and 82% were not.
Kerr said for those who can't get into college, poverty and crime are likely ahead. So he wants the board to approve the Madison Preparatory Academy. The charter school would be an all-male and primarily black and Latino student body. It'd have a longer academic year than public schools with an international baccalaureate program. Kerr says it gives students a real shot at academic success, but some aren't so sure.
I share Kaleem's concern about what isn't happening for kids of color in the district. I just think there are other ways of approaching it.
Carol Carstensen is a former president of the Madison School Board. She says several local high schools have what's called the AVID program, a 30-year-old national initiative which targets struggling low-income minorities and preps them for college.
And actually, the district has talked about expanding it into the middle school to prepare kids for more challenging courses at an earlier age.
But Carol says while AVID's a good program, his proposed charter school could improve more students on a broader scale. He hopes the full school board approves his plan by fall of 2011 and to open the school in 2012. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.